This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Myanmar's new military authorities appear to have cut the most access to the internet as they face a rising tide of protests over their coup that toppled Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. A London-based service that tracks internet disruption says a near-total internet shutdown has been effective in Myanmar. The blackout is a stark reminder of the progress it is in danger of losing after Monday's coup plunged the nation back under the direct military rule after a nearly decade-long move toward greater openness and democracy. And one of the largest protests so far, about 1,000 people, marched down a main street in the country's biggest city, and they were met by more than 100 riot police. The Biden administration is ending agreements with three Central American nations that were part of an effort to restrict asylum under U.S. President Donald Trump. Former President Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the new administration has notified the governments of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras that the U.S. is formally withdrawing from the bilateral agreements. The agreements required some people seeking asylum at the southwestern U.S. border to go with one of the countries and pursue them as pursue asylum if they're instead. With coronavirus cases still climbing, Honduras got tired of waiting to get vaccines through United Nations programs. So the small Central American country struck out on its own, securing the shots through a private deal. Other nations, like Honduras, are getting impatient. Experts are increasingly concerned that these go-it-alone could undermine a UN-backed program. This is VOA News. Sinovac Biotech said Saturday that its units of COVID-19 vaccine have been formally approved for by use of the general public by China's medical products regulator. It marks a second COVID-19 vaccine greenlit for public use in China after a shot developed by Beijing Institute affiliated to state-owned China National Pharmaceutical Group was approved in December. Indonesia, Turkey, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Uruguay, and Laos have been granted emergency authorization for the CoronaVac vaccine developed by Sinovac Life Sciences, according to a news release. More than 1,000 people continued their protests against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Saturday, gathering near his official residence in Jerusalem to demand his resignation. At the demonstration, some carried out giant inflatable submarines, alluding to a $2 billion purchase of a German submarine in which critics alleged Netanyahu was implicated. Others held a large green inflatable virus and signs reading "Crimes Minister." The protesters have been demonstrating each week for more than 7 months, saying that Netanyahu should step down because of his corruption trial and what they say is his mismanagement of the country's coronavirus crisis. The Kansas City Chiefs arrived in Tampa Bay Saturday ahead of Super Bowl 55 against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The contest will pit six-time champion Tom Brady of the Buccaneers against the Chief Patrick Mahomes, who is considered one of the best quarterbacks of his generation. The National Football League has limited attendance to 22,000 fans inside Raymond James Stadium. This includes 7,500 vaccinated healthcare workers who have been invited in a show of appreciation for their work during the coronavirus pandemic. Meanwhile, again, the Kansas City Chiefs arrived in Tampa Bay Saturday ahead of the Super Bowl. Recapping one of our top stories, Myanmar's new military appears to have cut most of the access as they face a rising tide of protest over their coup that toppled Aung San Suu Kyi. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.